नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 and 7. याज्ञवित्याश्वमेधश्चम् त्रिभिर् उत्तम कल्पके तद्यश पावनं दिक्षु शतमन्योरिवातनोत्
By performing
Ashwamedha Yajna, in which a horse is sacrificed.
Tam him.
King Yudhishthir. Tribihi. Three.
Uttama.
Best.
Kalpakai.
Supplied with proper ingredients.
And performed by able priests.
That.
Yashaha.
Fame. Pavanam.
Virtuous.
Dikshu.
All directions.
Shatmanayo.
Shatmanyo.
Indra who performed 100 such sacrifices.
Eva.
Like.
Atanot.
Spread. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Lord Shri Krishna caused 3 well-performed Ashwamedha Yajnas to be conducted by Maharaj Yudhishthir and thus caused His virtuous fame to be glorified in all directions, like that of Indra, who had performed 100 such sacrifices. So please repeat. Lord Shri Krishna caused
Three well performed
Ashwamedha Yajnas to be conducted by
Maharaj Yudhishthir
and thus caused his virtuous fame
to be glorified
in all directions like that of Indra who had performed
100 such sacrifices.
Purport. This is something like the preface to the performances of Ashwamedha Yajna by Maharaj Yudhishthir. The comparison of Maharaj Yudhishthir to the King of Heaven is significant. The King of Heaven is thousands and thousands of times greater than Maharaj Yudhishthir in opulence, yet the fame of Maharaj Yudhishthir was not less. The reason is that Maharaj Yudhishthir was a pure devotee of the Lord, and by His grace only was King Yudhishthir on the level of the King of Heaven, even though he performed only 3 yajñas, whereas the King of Heaven performed hundreds. That is the prerogative of the devotee of the Lord. The Lord is equal to everyone, but a devotee of the Lord is more glorified because he is always in touch with the all great. The sun rays are equally distributed, but still there are some places which are always dark. This is not due to the sun, but to the receptive power. Similarly, those who are 100% devotees of the Lord get the full-fledged mercy of the Lord, which is always equally distributed everywhere. We'll take the next one. आमंत्र्य पांडुपुत्रांश्च
सैन्य दोव संयुक्त
द्वैपायन दिभिर्विप्रै
इनवाइटिंग
पांडुपुत्रान
All the sons of Pandu.
Shaineya.
Satyaki.
Uddhava. Samyuta.
Accompanied.
Dvaipayana Adivihi. By the rishis like Vyasadeva. Viprai.
By the Brahmanas.
Pujatai, being worshipped.
Pratipujita.
The Lord also reciprocated equally. Translation: Lord Shri Krishna then prepared for his departure. He invited the sons of Pandu after having been worshipped by the Brahmanas, headed by Sri Vyasadeva. The Lord also reciprocated greetings. Purport. Apparently, Lord Shri Krishna was a Kshatriya and was not worshipable by the Brahmanas. But the Brahmanas present there, headed by Sri Vyasadeva, all knew him to be the personality of Godhead, and therefore they worshipped him. The Lord reciprocated the greeting just to honor the social order that a Kshatriya is obedient to the orders of the Brahmanas. Although Lord Shri Krishna was always offered the respects due the Supreme Lord from all reasonable, responsible quarters, the Lord never deviated from the customary usages between the 4 orders of society. The Lord purposely observed all these social customs so that others would follow Him in the future. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनिति नामिने नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे याजयेत् विश्वैश्वमेधैस्तम् त्रिभिर उत्तम कल्प कहे तद यशः पावनम दीक्षु शतमन्योर इवा तनोत। लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा कॉज्ड थ्री वेल परफॉर्म्ड अश्वमेध यज्ञस टू बी कंडक्टेड बाय महाराज युधिष्ठिर एंड दस caused his virtuous fame to be glorified in all directions, like that of Indra, who had performed 100 such sacrifices. Amantra Pandu Putramscha Shene Yodhava Samyutaha Dvaipayana Adibir Viprai Pujatai Pratipujitaha. Lord Shri Krishna then prepared for his departure. He invited the sons of Pandu after having been worshipped by the Brahmanas, headed by Srila Vyasadeva. The Lord also reciprocated greetings. So now we see that after punishing Ashwatthama and driving him out of their camp, and then performing the final rites of the sons of Draupadi, all the Pandavas, you know, they took bath in Ganga and all that we saw yesterday. So now Krishna requested, he caused in the sense he made it possible for Yudhishthir to conduct three Ashwamegha Yajnas. Ashwamegha Yajnas in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the end of Dwapar Yuga. The Treta Yuga is famous for yajnas. Indra performed his 100 yajnas. And that's why that position of Indra is a position. So somebody who performs this 100 Ashwamegha yajnas, he gets the position of Indra. So Indra is known as the King of Heaven, and as Srila Prabhupada explains, his opulence was 1,000 times better than Yudhishthir Maharaj. But Yudhishthir Maharaj being the devotee, Krishna wanted to glorify him. So he gave him this opportunity of performing Ashwamedha Yajna. And just by performing three, we talk of Maharaj Yudhishthir in better terms than Indra. Of course, Yudhishthir Maharaj was a gentleman, pure devotee, all the good qualities he had. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says that it is not important that you perform Ashwamegha Yajna or something to go near Krishna. But of course, when Krishna wants it that way, then you have to do it. That's the point. Now, Krishna, it's all up to Krishna now. So Krishna caused this so that Maharaj Yudhishthir is well known everywhere. And here the comparison is with Indra, straight. And we know the story of Prithu Maharaj, you know, who conducted 99 Ashwamegha Yajna. And when he was performing 100, Indra played a game, you know, he went there as a mendicant, as a sadhu. And he went at the time when if the person who comes to the king, he asks something, he has to be given. So he asked for the horse. You know, they are performing the 100. You know, horse has to be sacrificed in the fire. First the horse is sent all over. They choose a horse. It's not an ordinary horse. You know, there's a specific horse. All his descriptions are there, characteristics. How long his toes should be and all that, you know. And then a golden plaque is hung around his neck, where it is said that such and such king wants you to surrender to him and pay the taxes, because of course this was also done to collect taxes. So if you don't want to obey, do not to surrender, then you have to fight with the army, because behind the horse there will be the whole army of the king. That way they will go from place to place and collect. Not only that will also establish the supremacy of a king, you know, like if you have done Ashwamedha Yajna successfully. And then at the end of the Yajna, the end of the whole procedure, they perform the Yajna. And in that, they put this horse into fire. And when they put the horse loses his body, no doubt, but he gets a body of a devata, you know. He comes out as a Gandharva or, you know, very higher planet thing. He gets a higher body. So here, in this connection, particularly with what we are studying right now, Prabhupada says that Krishna is equal to everybody, but the devotees get a little better deal because they are better receivers of the mercy, you know, not because of anything. See, we have to understand this. Because it's not that Krishna is partial. No. Krishna is giving equal, but the receiver has to be powerful. You know. Like for I remember one time Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that for a seed to be fruitive, you know, like to give a nice plant, when you put a seed and you want that nice plant and which gives a nice fruits, then the seed must be potent, right? The seed must have the potency, otherwise how can? And the land must be fertile. If the land is not fertile, however you put the seed in a desert of Arizona, nothing will happen, you know, it won't. So land has to be fertile, that means the receiver of the knowledge, that's why the same way a guru has to be potent and the disciple has to be fertile. Disciple should be able to receive the message. So same way, Prabhupada gives the example of a sun. Now sun is equally distributing its rays, but there are some places which are dark. You don't receive it. It's not the fault of sun. It's the fault of the receiver, you know. And that's why Prabhupada says, this is not due to the sun, but to the receptive power. Similarly, those who are 100% devotees of the Lord get the full-fledged mercy of the Lord, which is always equally distributed everywhere. So this is a very nice explanation, and we should all strive to become fertile, you know. That should be our, and that is why all this program is there, morning program, you know, everything, so that you become, it's like, you know, the land may be not fertile, but then you put fertilizers in that, manure in that, water in that, you can make it fertile. Of course, some land you cannot, but most of that, I mean, I'm talking of general, you know, you can do it, and they're doing it. They're converting, I remember between, in Rajasthan, deserts. Now thousands of acres of land has been converted into fertile land, you know, by digging canals, you know, taking water there and putting fertilizers and so on. So like same way, this, like, you know, let's say this land of glorious material world, here it's just like that, you know, it's barren spiritually, but you can, by engaging people in the Sankirtan, you know, they can one day get the mercy. And then of course now Krishna is preparing for his departure, because his job here has been done. So he wants to go back to Dwaraka. So now he invites all the Pandu's sons. And here in the second verse, important thing is, although Krishna is Kshatriya, but all the Brahmanas, including Vyasadeva, headed by Vyasadeva, they worship him. And then Krishna reciprocates. Krishna always reciprocates. So whenever he meets Yudhishthir Maharaj, he bows down to him. Somebody may say, oh, he's God and Yudhishthir Maharaj is a human being. But yes, Krishna is playing the role of a human being. And he wants to establish for us the system, the etiquettes, So same way here, when they were worshipping him, he was reciprocating. Prati pujatai. Pujatai, prati pujatai. They were worshipping and then he was prati, you know, it's like reverse. So he wants to observe all the social system so that we follow it, you know. Whatever the great personalities do, we do. People follow. That's what the system is. So now, I think we'll stop here. If any question is there, comment is there, then we can take it up.
Oftentimes you talk about the qualified, what's kind of qualified spiritual master, but also there's the sense that we have to be qualified
disciple. Yes.
So oftentimes we just emphasize on the qualities of the spiritual master, but you also have to be qualified to be a disciple.
Mm. Yes, yes. That's why we say, you know, we discuss that in detail, that what is the qualification of a spiritual master and what is the qualification of a disciple. Not only qualification, the requirements. Qualification is one thing. See, you may be qualified to get your PhD, but there are some requirements also, that after PhD what? You know, it's not that okay, you get it and same way, you can get your initiation by following the four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, but that's just the beginning.
You don't think that's the end?
Yeah, but people think that that's the end, you know, now I got it. So that's exactly the situation. You're right. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.